Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Barbara Klein. President Trump confirms Osama bin Laden's son was killed in a U.S. counterterrorism operation. NPR's Franco Ordonez reports Trump says Hamza bin Laden was a high-ranking leader of al-Qaeda.
President Trump said in a statement the son of the late al-Qaeda leader held a symbolic connection to his father. Trump did not comment on the operation as he was leaving the White House today, but the statement said Hamza bin Laden's death undermines important operational activities of the terrorist organization. Trump said bin Laden was responsible for planning and dealing with various terrorist groups. Trump also did not say when the death occurred, but multiple news organizations reported in July that bin Laden was killed before February. His father, Osama bin Laden, was killed in a raid by Navy SEALs in 2011 in Pakistan. Franco Ordonez, NPR News, Washington.
A federal appeals court in New York is reviving a lawsuit that accuses President Trump of illegally profiting from his properties. As NPR's Amy Held reports, the panel ruled 2-1 that the emoluments case was wrongly dismissed by a lower court 2 years ago.
Brought on by a government ethics watchdog group, as well as hospitality workers and owners accusing President Trump of an unfair competitive advantage, the case is one of several alleging the president is violating the Constitution. Emoluments Clause, illegally using his office to enrich himself. The president, administration officials, members of Congress, lobbyists, and foreign leaders routinely stay at his resorts. Trump has called the suit totally without merit. He says he's turned his businesses over to a trust managed by his family. His income remains unclear. He's refused to reveal his tax returns. It's also not clear whether the Justice Department will appeal the ruling. Amy Held, NPR News.
California lawmakers have passed a sweeping bill that defies the Trump administration's environmental policies and codifies Obama-era regulations. But Capital Public Radio's Ben Adler reports it's not clear whether it'll be signed into law.
The measure eked through despite bipartisan objections from lawmakers in California's Central Valley and Democratic U.S. Senator Dianne Feinstein. Republican Assemblyman Devin Mathis raised sharp concerns over its water provisions.
What this bill does is turn my area of the state literally into a dust bowl.
But its author, Democratic Senate Leader Tony Atkins, argued California must protect its environment from President Trump's efforts to weaken it.
I know how hard this was for some people, but I think it was the right thing to do, and I'm incredibly appreciative.
The bill now moves to Governor Gavin Newsom. He's repeatedly picked public fights with the president, but has also signaled he shares Feinstein's water concerns. For NPR News, I'm Ben Adler in Sacramento.
This is NPR News. New York State is accusing the Sackler family, the owner of Purdue Pharma, of using Swiss bank accounts to hide $1 billion in profits from the sale of OxyContin, which fueled the nation's opioid epidemic. Lawyers for the Sacklers say the transfers were legal. Advisors to the Food and Drug Administration are recommending the agency approve a new treatment for kids who are allergic to peanuts. NPR's Maria Godoy reports.
The treatment is called Palforzia. Kids are given a small amount of peanut protein in increasing doses to gradually desensitize them to peanuts. Patients still have to avoid peanuts, but the therapy makes allergic reactions less severe if they accidentally eat foods with traces of the nut. The committee found that studies submitted by the treatment's maker show it reduces the frequency and severity of allergic reactions, which can be life-threatening. The treatment itself can cause allergic reactions. So the panel says parents would still need to carry an injectable EpiPen at all times. The FDA is expected to make a final decision early next year. Maria Godoy, NPR News, Washington.
Tropical storm Umberto is bringing heavy rain to the same area of the northern Bahamas slammed by Hurricane Dorian 2 weeks ago. It's hampering efforts to search for some 1,300 people still missing since Dorian. Forecasters say it'll move far east of the Florida coast. I'm Barbara Klein, NPR News.